Hitting the Brakes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Work Week. After an amazing run, Cash for Clunkers comes to a stop today. Marketplace's Steve Han reports the program has been a boon to manufacturers and auto workers and dealers, but some dealers worry they are leaving money on the table.
When all is said and done, clunkers will probably help U.S. auto dealers sell more than a million cars this August. But processing the paperwork hasn't been easy for many dealers. AutoNation, the country's biggest chain of dealerships, stopped accepting clunker deals Friday. And over the weekend, a company spokesperson estimated the feds owed it about $45 million in reimbursements. To make sure that all of AutoNation's deals are approved before the deadline later today, the company has pulled hundreds of back-office staff and dealers into a special call center. Employees there are entering deals on a federal website around the clock. The Transportation Department's promising all dealers will be paid. Before the weekend rush, Cash for Clunkers had tallied nearly $500,000 in sales. By the time the dust settles tonight, that total could rise by nearly 250,000. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And it's time to do the numbers. European markets are up about 0.5% this morning. Asian markets closed sharply higher today. Thailand's economy emerged from recession last quarter. Last week, Wall Street tanked on Monday and more than rebounded the rest of the week. The Dow's at its highest point of the year, 9,505. Still, that famously gloomy economist Noriel Roubini wrote in the Financial Times yesterday, consumers are stressed, government stimulus is fading, and he sees a big risk of a double-dip recession. The Scottish Parliament meets for an emergency session today to discuss last week's release of the Lockerbie bomber. Abdelbaset El-Megrahi was convicted of bombing a Pan Am flight over Scotland in 1988, killing 270 people, most of them Americans. Doctors give him only a few months to live, so he was given a compassionate release. Outraged Americans are trying to mount an economic boycott against Scotland. Our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, is with us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Bill.
How worried are the Scots about an American boycott?
Scottish tourist officials appear worried. They're taking this threat quite seriously. They're in the middle of a promotion right now called the Year of Homecoming, which is aimed mainly at Americans with Scottish ancestry. American tourists are important to the Scottish economy. They spend more than $400 million a year in Scotland. And the US is a very important market for Scotland. It earns about $5 billion a year for Scotland.
And how much sign is there that a boycott actually is happening and hurting?
Well, it doesn't appear there is any sign yet. After all, the release only happened late last week. The Scottish Whisky Association says it's monitoring developments very closely. It says we've had these boycotts in the past, and they tend to be rather short-lived.
Scotland called this a compassionate release, but there are signs that international trade was also a factor?
The son of the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, is quoted more or less saying that the fate of the Lockerbie bomber has figured in all the major trade talks between Libya and the UK. The British government in London denies absolutely there's been any linkage, but there has been a lot of speculation that London may have brought a lot of pressure to bear on the Scottish government, on the Scottish administration. Whatever happens, it does seem that while Britain as a whole might benefit greater access to Libyan oil and gas, for example, Scotland seems more likely to suffer the consequences and bear the brunt of American anger.
Our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
We have sure told you plenty of stories on this program about consumers not consuming. Some of them are unemployed, some of them are in debt. So why are some of them at a Maserati dealership? From WUWM in Milwaukee, Aaron Toner reports.
Last year, a British insurance company called Hiscox did a study to find the sexiest sounding car. Men and women listened to luxury car engines. Then they had their testosterone levels tested. The more testosterone, the more arousal. This car was the winner, the Maserati Gran Turismo S, a car with all the finest things, like a suede-covered steering wheel and hand-stitched Italian leather. It has long, sleek lines and a hood that curves up on the sides and then dips down to form a wide nose. It's on the lot at International Maserati in Waukesha, Wisconsin, part of a luxury car group. Jason Green's sold two so far.
So how much does this car go for?
It's not much if you say it fast, $145,000.
But there is a market for these cars, even now, and even in Wisconsin. This Maserati showroom, the only one in the state, is near wealthy suburbs outside Milwaukee. So if the cars are going to sell in Wisconsin, they're probably going to sell here. Jason Green's sold two so far.
You know, people aren't retiring like they were. They're working harder and longer, and there's a lot of stress. And I think that a brand like this and what this represents is not some kind of, you know, ostentatious whim, as much as just enjoying the moments that you're behind the wheel of a car.
And it's not just Maseratis going out the door. This dealer sold 27 Porsches in April, May, and June, and other luxury models had record-setting months in the spring. Mark Sweeney is looking around the lot this morning. He's an engineer from Wausau, Wisconsin.
I think the Gran Turismo is hopefully my next car.
Right now, Sweeney drives a 99 Porsche 911, but today he has eyes for a jet black Maserati.
It's just sexy. It's the sound, the shapes, the exclusivity. There's not much like that in Wausau, I'll tell you that.
Or many other places. Maserati sends just a few thousand cars to the U.S. for sale every year. In Milwaukee, I'm Aaron Toner for Marketplace.
And finally, the Dallas Cowboys inaugurated their new billion-dollar stadium over the weekend with the world's largest high-def screens 90 feet above the field, which is not far enough above the field because the other team's punters used it for target practice. The Cowboys front office says those were just lucky punts. Raising those screens would make an expensive stadium even more so. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.